thanks for joining us on a wonderful summer Thursday evening. It's July 5th. That's the first day of summer in the Northwest. And welcome to Caching in the Northwest. This is the only podcast dedicated to geocaching in the great Pacific Northwest. We're going to talk about caches and cachers unique to this little corner of the continent. So while you're recovering from shell shock from all the fireworks, we'll be caching in the Northwest.
That's right. And that means it's time to bring in our touring Tamarin. Some say he is so wise, owls come to him for advice. Others say, well, he's a cross between a Mountie and Celine Dion. All we know is he's called Land Monkey.
You know, I've heard worse insults than your mother was Celine Dion and your father was a Mountie. And in fact, that's not much of an insult at all. So thank you. I appreciate that. All
right. Wow. I never put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. and nobody smelled of elderberries. So we're rolling well here. All right. Well, amongst other things that I like besides Mounties.
And elderberries.
A quick reminder that we also appreciate the support of our patrons who help to keep this podcast coming each every week. If you would like to know more or mow more, if you want to mow more, go outside. If you want to know more, click on the Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website. And this week, you know, we're going to talk about geo tours. We're going to talk about all the amazing geo tours we've either done or we know of and we want to do. And folks in the chat, we want to hear your thoughts and opinions about geo tours you've done or that you would like to do as well.
Absolutely. And if you are out there mowing more, well, don't offer directions because nobody in their right mind would take advice from you if you're on a lawnmower.
Rule 14.
That's right. So before we get into geo tours, and I'm excited to hear about all the great geo tours in the area, we need to read a glow. It's our geocaching log of the week, don't you know? This week, glow is contributed from CRS98, who found an earth cache, ECGT Mount Adams Landslide Hazard. That's GC7P5RN for those of you playing along at home. Make sure you fill that in on your earth cache scorecard. The glow reads, the day after GeoWoodstock 18 was dedicated towards finding a few extra caches that I wanted to get before flying home. The primary goals of the day were to, 1, finish off the Earth Caching 101 Geo Tour, 2, find the oldest cache in Ohio, and 3, add as many icons to the map as I could in Ohio and Indiana before I flew back home from the Indianapolis airport. This was my first stop of the morning. Pulled up Grand Zero and managed to find parking about 100 feet down the road past where we were to make our observations. After exiting the car, I saw that there were a couple of caches already at Grand Zero. No surprise, as Cincinnati was crawling with caches everywhere this weekend. As I got close, I realized it was none other than Land Monkey. I said my hello and he introduced me to his better half, who was there with him. We each made our estimates of the size of the wall and looked at the colluvium. I get to learn that word here at this earth cache. With the answers to the earth cache questions in hand, it was time to look for the geotour answer on the nearby sign. Just after Land Monkey found the code word for the geotour on the nearby sign, another cacher, who was clearly flustered trying to find a place to park, drove by and asked for the code word. I do hope she got out and managed to actually do the earth cache herself. That really is the point of this, after all. In any case, it was great to see a face familiar to me from watching a few of the Caching NW podcasts on delay. I rarely have Thursday evenings free. And very nice to meet Mrs. Land Monkey. Thanks for the geology lesson.
And I can agree, it is very nice to meet Mrs. Land Monkey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
There you go.
And we'll leave it there.
Absolutely. Well, I do have to actually make one minor correction. It was Mrs. Land Monkey that found the code word for the geo tour, but we were both looking. She just found it, and I did.
Chalk one up for Team Land Monkey, right?
There you go. But it was awesome to meet CRS98 at that Earth Cache. I think we bumped into him a couple of times that day, and definitely over the weekend of the Giga event. So, of course, that was at Giga Stock, as Gary calls that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So bumping into him a few times, I'm sure insurance took care of all that.
Yeah, what are the odds of running into Land Monkey at an Earth Cache?
Probably pretty good, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah,
and it really doesn't matter which state you go to an Earth Cache.
No.
There's a good chance you're going to run across Land Monkey.
It doesn't even matter what country you're in.
There you go. Well, it was fun. It was funny that he added in the bit about the other cacher who did the drive-by. because CRS-98 and I both looked at you like, she pulls up, sees us standing there, and hollers over, "What's the code word?" And we kind of look at each other like, she's not going to do the Earth Cache? Like, she's like, "Hurry up, there's cars behind me." So we just called out what the code word was and off they went. I thought, oh, all right, I guess that's how you're going to play today.
Today's code word is play by the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Never mind. I imagine there is probably mitigating circumstances, but it was just a little odd. But yeah. It's just funny that he mentioned. I had forgotten about that incident. You read the glow, so that was kind of funny. All right. Well,
one of the things we can't forget about.
What's that?
Is the DNF Avengers contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight. Yes. Tonight, folks, in the after show, we'll announce our final winner from this summer's promotion. But you know what? We want to tell you what you've been missing.
What have we been missing?
You've been missing some really good DNF stories. This one comes from Curiosity Girl. She says, "Hey guys, my mom lives near the geocaching capital of Canada."
That's Land Monkey's neighborhood?
Yes, Land Monkey's house.
Okay.
Oh, that's the Earth Caching capital of Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I had to do some geocaching when I was visiting her last December. Since my parents aren't geocachers, I tried to keep the geocaching to quick stops. There was one cache in town of Wilberforce called Nurse Back to Health. It's GC156 Quebec Delta. And the hint is a few blank shy of a load. There was a brick under the stairs to a historic building. I pulled and kicked at it, but no luck. There was no winter friendly attribute, so I logged a DNF. It wasn't until later that I realized the coordinates were pointing to the back of the building. I was up in the area this Canada Day weekend for a hashtag geocache road trip and made a point of trying this one again. Without the snow, the find was easy. DNF avenged. Happy very caching good. From Curiosity Girl.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That's great.
So yeah, DNF Avengers. It's always good to go out and get those frowny faces turned into smiley faces, and you just feel so good about yourself.
Yeah, I always like to do that.
It's good. Yeah, I feel good about you too when you avenge a DNF.
When I avenge a DNF, guys, yeah, because you never have any, right?
No, we put plenty of DNFs.
Yeah, you do. I do. So it always feels good. All right, so then we're done with contests, right?
Yep. Bye. Done.
Okay.
No more.
No more.
It's too much work.
Stay tuned for the after show. See who wins that. And then it's all over. No, it's not. Tell us. I bet there's something else that Chris has up his sleeve.
Probably. Those are short sleeves, though.
Yeah.
Nothing up my sleeve. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Oh, I'm not wearing a hat.
Land Monkey's wearing a hat.
Okay, Rocky. No, we are working on a big promotion with the BCGA, that's the British Columbia Geocaching Association.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll work that out again. British Columbia Geocaching Association. So stay tuned for details on that. Now, if you would like to work on a promotion or contest with us, you know what? Let us know. We are quite flexible fellows. You might find we're actually even nice to work with.
Look at him flex. He's so flexible.
Got the yoga going there.
He's like a rubber land monkey.
Is that like a rubber chicken?
But if how about monkeys, a monkey?
You're my pal. All right. Well, hey, so we are. We're in conversations with the BCGA. Just got some prizes lined up, some really cool BCGA prizes. And we're just working out the details of the contest. So we're looking forward to being able to start that one up soon. Maybe just give us a couple of weeks for me to do my next travels and get back and finish that deal.
Nice. Now, we also got some audio feedback this week. It has been a busy week. This one comes from three of the three hams. There's no rose involved. Let's have a listen.
Hi, this is Three Hams and a Rose. I'm Mr. Ham.
I'm ham number two.
And I'm ham number three.
And we just had cash fine number 8292, which is no big deal. But far more importantly, this is number
1,000
in the month of June. And we're calling from Vancouver, BC. Cash on, and thanks for a great podcast.
Okay. I know Land Monkey doesn't care, but that is incredible numbers to me in a month. I don't have a year with 1,000 caches in it.
Say that Land Monkey doesn't care. That's not true. I do care. I think that's super impressive. And you know, again, the bottom line with any time you're doing a numbers run of any kind is as long as you're having fun.
Yep.
And I know Three Hams had a lot of fun in June. So good for him. And good that he was also getting out with the little hams.
That was great hearing the hams themselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ham number two and ham number three.
I loved it.
Is that like thing one and thing two?
I think so.
Ham one and ham two and ham three?
Yep. Numbered hams.
Who knew?
Didn't know it was a thing.
Well, that's always great. You know, I enjoy reading The Glow every week and talking with you guys, but it's always great to hear from our viewers, our listeners, in their own words, in their own voices. So maybe you're out there and you'd like to do that same thing. How would they do that?
Well, Chris, how would somebody send us some audio?
Well, the easiest way is to email it to us. You can email your audio, maybe you record it on your smartphone, to feedback@cachingnw.com. Or you can be cool, like Three Hams did, and use the voicemail tool right there on the website. Yes, that was from the website. He sent the audio. That website tool works on a smartphone, works on a desktop computer, works wherever you happen to be.
Wow, you know, bonus points with data. Three hams, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least three, because there were three hams.
On yeah.
Three and, bonus points.
And 1,000 caches.
Wow.
So if I'm not mistaken, that means he would probably be done with hidden creatures, right?
I guess it depends when he...
Well, yeah. You have 5 days in June?
I think so, something like that.
Well, if 5 days... At 1,000 caches for 30 days should be enough to finish. If I do the math right, he could have done hidden creatures 10 times over.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could also say welcome to Caching in the Northwest, where everything is made up and the points don't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. All right. Thanks, Drew. Well, let's thank you for all your everybody's contributions. And let's roll forward, though, shall we, and move into this week's topic.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. So, you know, as geocachers, we like to go geocaching. And it seems to me, I've noticed a trend that geocachers like to throw the prefix geo in front of just about everything. I jumped in my geo car with my geo wife and took my geo dog, and we hit the geo trail, found the geocache. You know, and it's just, you hear geo everything. I think there's a bottle of geo glue over there. There's a term, though, that comes up called geotour. We're talking about geotours tonight. So I ask, which one of you fine gents would like to define geotour? Is it something that Chris made up?
Ooh, pick me, pick me.
Before Chris defines it, Mr. Cotta, I have to say that I also noticed in the Tri-Cities, I believe in Richland, they also have done the same thing with one of their main roads. They've thrown geo in the front of it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's such a long name. They shortened George Washington to George Washington Way to Geo Washway. So ooh. Yes, they are very much into geocaching there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we are too. We like to take a caching road trip, but we throw geo in front of it.
Yeah.
And a hashtag geocaching road trip.
There you go.
But I want to let you know that the name of this podcast is Geo Free. We are just caching in the Northwest. There's no geo. Did you ever notice that? You didn't, did you? That's something I just blew your mind.
Red velvet cupcake. Man, I want. Okay. So,
an inside joke.
How about if our listeners, can we help them out and define a geotour? Maybe somebody is just scanning across the podcast dial and found these three people talking about stuff and go, what the heck is a geotour?
It's a tour with the word geo in front of it.
Okay,
It is a designated set of caches, of geocaches, in a group, usually with a theme. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the theme can be anything from a Bigfoot to a state. So, you know, it ranges.
Geocaching.
Hmm?
The theme is geocaching.
The theme is geocaching. You find these set of geocaches. I'm going to say, and I'm kind of hesitating, is there always a passport to a geo tour? I believe there is. But I don't know if there has to be.
Well, so the premise of a geo tour is to find a certain number of the caches put out within the tour. And again, another important point. So there's, and we'll get into this a little bit later, there's different types of geo tour like things. But to be considered a geo tour means that the people who have organized it have actually posted it and subscribed it through geocaching.com. So it's actually listed there. And again, that's something else we'll get into, is how to find these later. But a geo tour, if it's called a geo tour, means it's a quote unquote official geo tour. So there's a sponsorship that gets paid to have that with geocaching.com. And with that sponsorship comes a lot of tools that they have to get the GPX file readily available to people who want it, who are going to do the tour. A lot of other things like that. But part of the deal with it here, so you're talking about passports, is that you need to prove somehow that you found the caches in order to earn the reward. Most, if not all, geo tours have some sort of reward for finding a certain number up to and including all of the caches in that geo tour. Usually it's a coin.
Yes.
So the passport is used to note code words or use punches in the caches themselves and earn your way up to getting the coin.
Right. There could be unique shaped punches. There could be code words. Lots of different mechanisms to verify that you have actually gone to the individual locations and found the geocaches as prescribed and didn't go out and just find 25 of your own geocaches and say that's close enough. Or you know, drive by and yell
drive
out.
Drive by, yeah.
Yeah. What's the code word? You know, because that would work too.
It's happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So yeah, so that's a geo tour, and you know, we are caching the Northwest. So what we'll do is we're going to share with you guys some of our thoughts and experiences around various geo tours. We're going to start in our neck of the woods up here in the Northwest, but we'll expand that Northwest as we talk through it with you guys. So, Chris, do you want to lead off?
Yes, I was going to say the Northwest is somewhat gelatinous tonight. It'll expand and contract as we need it to talk about these. The first geo tour. And the first one that existed, I believe, is the HQ Geo Tour right at Geocaching HQ in downtown Fremont, Washington.
It's a good place to start.
It's a good place to start. There is a set of 9 geocaches in the Fremont neighborhood. And they are a good mix. There's traditionals. There's letterbox hybrids. There's multis. There's mysteries. So it's a good mix of geocaches. Very well done geocaches. It's in my opinion, it's the place to start a geo tour. And it's the standard to which all other geo tours must
there you go.
Must compare.
And Fremont is the center of the known universe. Turn your watch back 10 minutes.
That's right.
You got it right. So that's the HQ Geo Tour. Now, staying in the state, but just barely, going down south in Bonneville, Washington, is the Bigfoot's Geo Tour. And that one has a few more caches, I believe. Let me scan here. We got 10 caches on that one. Yeah. I've done this one. Well, I've done at this one.
What does that even mean?
I've worked, I want to say I found 8 of these 10.
It means there was a sighting of Chris of the Northwest on the Geo Tour.
The arms moving.
Yes. When Bigfoot sight me, you know,
yeah,
the other ones don't believe them. There was, I want to say the Fisher Foot was completely flooded out. I couldn't get to it. Hmm. And there was another one that there was construction around. I want to say it was the Acrobat. So I don't think I got 6 and 9.
Right. So you're naming some names here. I think that's one of the things with the Bonneville Bigfoot Geo Tour that maybe is worth explaining. There's actually Bigfoots or carvings of big feet. What is the plural of Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
Okay. There are multiple Bigfoot that...
I think it's like deer.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yes, dear.
Oh, Bigfoot. Okay. So there's multiple carvings of Bigfoot and the caches are at or near the carvings. Is that how it works?
Correct. Okay. Oftentimes they're right at the carving or, you know, if the carving doesn't have a convenient little cutout for them, they're nearby. And, you know, it's a very cute Geo Tour. Because you'll be walking on a trail, turn a corner, you know, and then and suddenly there's a Bigfoot in front of you, a Bigfoot carving. And these are known by the locals. The carvings aren't, you know, geocaching specific, but there are 10 Bigfoot. Well, there are 10 Bigfoot statues. Some of them are multiple Bigfoot.
Gotcha.
Around town, and they're cute.
Right. So you mentioned a Fisher. So one's like fishing in the river.
Yeah. There's one fishing in the river. And like I say, that was flooded when I was there. The Acrobat Bigfoot has them on a wire. It's got to be 20 feet in the air.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that's a T5.
Well, no, the cache isn't that hard to come across.
Okay.
Golfer Bigfoot was on a golf course. The baseball fan was
Chris. Is this all down one trail or?
Oh no, it's all around town. It's all around town. It's all around town.
All around town. Okay, cool, man.
Yeah, it is cute. Yeah, I went to do it one day and was like, "Come on, let's go do this." Yeah, there's one that's quite out of the distance, but they're all within a couple of miles of each other. So,
okay. And is there a coin you earn or anything or?
No. I don't know.
Don't know.
Because I didn't complete it.
Fair enough. But if you do complete, and this is actually something Keepers of the Cash Flow mentioned earlier in the chat, a new addition to Geo Tours, if it's an official Geo Tour, if you complete finding all the caches in that Geo Tour, you will get a digital souvenir.
Right. You will now. Mm-hmm.
That's recent. And that also depends on whether that particular Geo Tour has created their souvenir yet, but I think most of them have now.
Here, I can share a picture.
Okay.
Of.
Oh.
A family of Bigfoots.
Oh. There you go. That's cute.
So there you go. Yeah, it's cute. Somebody's asking, can this be done in a day? Yes, this can be done in a couple of hours. It's really rather quick.
You just have to get down to Bonneville.
You got to get down to Bonneville. It's easy hiking on paved trails, you know, when it's not flooded out. And I'm trying to see if there's a coin. I don't think there is.
Okay.
I think it's just, you know, hey, you got it one done.
Good job.
Good job. All right, so 2 Geo Tours in Washington. That's about it, right?
Yes.
Chris?
No, there's another. There is the, as somebody has said in the chat, it was IHAM, the Olympic Peninsula Highway 101 Scenic Byway Geotour.
Just rolls off the tongue.
That's a mouthful, yeah.
Yeah. No, you know how it is. This one has a few more caches. There's 26 geocaches on this tour, and it really does take you around the entire Olympic Peninsula of Washington State. So I don't, if anybody has done this one in the chat, let us know. I don't know if it can be done in a day just because of the distance of driving.
I would be surprised if you could do that in a day. That one's on our bucket list. Mrs. Monkey and I want to go down and do that one. So I don't know if it'll be this fall or maybe next spring, maybe next summer, but that one is definitely on our list. We're going to get down and experience that because we've always wanted to check out the Olympic Peninsula. We never have.
I haven't either. Yeah. You've got the Ho Rainforest right there in the middle of the peninsula.
Yeah.
And did you know, I'll just throw this out there. This doesn't cost any extra.
Ooh.
The quietest place on earth is in the Ho Rainforest.
Really?
Yes, the place with the least ambient noise. No jets going overhead, you know, no highways nearby. There you go. That's free.
There you go.
It is quite remarkable. I've explored the peninsula and the Ho Rainforest, but it was pre-geocaching days. So.
Mm. I think we should put an ammo can geocache there at the quietest spot.
Just to screw it up.
There, we're in the quietest spot.
Get an old rusty one that squeaks when you open
okay.
it.
Oh, things, we're mean.
Playing the $20,000 pyramid, things that will get muggled.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, I guess it's a $50,000 pyramid now, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. So on this trail, on this geo tour, you'll get to see the Olympic Peninsula Waterfall Trail, World War II History Museum. You'll also be able to feed your tummy on the Olympic Culinary Loop. Find some beautiful scenery along the way. Maybe even whale, deer, Roosevelt elk. You just never know. Fall is an excellent time to drive this.
There you go. So fall it is. I got my fall plan.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
My fallback plan.
There is a geocoin for it.
There is. Mm-hmm. Nice. Even better.
All there right. you go. So, and of course, the digital souvenir, which makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Should we switch gears?
Washington State. We've got at least three geo tours. We've got other things, but we'll talk about those a little later. What about British Columbia? Is there anything going on up there?
Yeah, there's a lot going on up here. So Washington State has three official geo tours. The province of British Columbia has three official geo tours. So there is, I'll rattle through them quickly and then I'll talk about them each a little bit because I have, if not completed, made good headway on all three. Gold Country, one of our favorite geotours that we've talked about a lot and I've introduced you guys to it a little bit. That is up in the interior of British Columbia. The City of Richmond, Canada 150 geotour. One of our favorites, just a really great geo tour, and the Backroads Mapbook geo tour that often gets forgotten about, but it covers most of the province of British Columbia. So that is definitely not a geo tour you can do in a day. There's not even a question about that. In fact, you'd be working hard to do that one in a week.
Okay.
Bless you. All right. So Gold Country. Let's talk about that first. Gold Country Geo Tour, 150 geocaches. Again, probably not going to get it done in a day. They range from some urban hides to some farm road hides, side of the highway hides, right up to ones that are up at amazing locations at the top of short mountains. So a huge variety of caches. Like I said, 150 of them, so lots to find. You do earn... little gold bar geo coins. Very cool. I think you get one. Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. Let me double check my facts. I say one for every 25, but that can't be right. I can't find it right now, but I'll double check that later. Unless our research department wants to double check my facts for me. It's every 25 caches you find, you earn a geo coin, which is pretty cool. And then there's two series, of 75 each, and that make up the whole 150. And if you find all of one series, you earn a different coin. And if you find all the other series, you earn yet another coin. So lots of coins to be earned in the Gold Country Geo Tour. That is faux show.
Lots of great caches up there.
Yeah. And yeah, lots of amazing caches. So that's the Gold Country Geo Tour. Like I said, that's up, follow Highway 5 out of the Vancouver area, and that takes you into the start of the Gold Country, or you can drive up the old Highway 1, that takes you into it as well. So,
Three Hams and Dora Moore have both chimed in the chat. Dora Moore says there's one gold par for every 24 finds.
There you go.
And Three Hams says it's real gold.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, it looks like real gold, though. I don't know. That would be a pretty expensive geo tour to maintain.
Head up to Coquihalla. Is that the Coquihalla Highway?
That is the Coquihalla Highway.
Okay.
So the next one we'll talk about is the Richmond Geo Tour. Chris, you've done most of it.
I've done it. The 150. I've got the coin.
Nice.
I did have to do it in two trips simply because Land Monkey didn't have his cash available the day we went to do the Geo Tour.
Yeah, the RCMP had prevented Chris from getting to my cash.
Now,
you're not from round here, are you, boy?
No, I'm round. Rounder than I want to be.
So 50 geocaches in this Geo Tour, which sounds like an awful lot. It has been done in a day by some folks. I would recommend taking 2 days to do it and try and enjoy yourself. Lots of unique caches, a handful of gadget caches, a lot of really neat locations where the caches are for this Geo Tour. A lot of them are based on history or geology of the area, so that makes it kind of fun too. There is one Earth cache in the Geo Tour, a couple of multis, and the rest are all traditionals.
Mm-hmm. It's always good to have a variety of geocache types, I think, in a Geo Tour, because I think that allows people to experience the different cache types, because traditionals are, you know, what people are going to go for when they first start geocaching. So I think this gives a good introduction to some of the other, you know, easily solved field puzzles or short multis. You know, we're not looking like an 18-point multi, but
no, there are only like 3 or 4 waypoints on them. So it's, you know, enough to make it challenging, but still fun. So yeah, and so you're looking for a code word out of each of those, and it takes you to some neat spots. So Richmond, for those who don't know, includes a lot of small communities. It is the area in Vancouver where our international airport is. We do have a little bit of SkyTrain, but I know people who have biked most, if not all, of the Geo Tour in a combination of bicycling and transit. So it's doable that way. But honestly, if you could, I'd suggest having a car, driving around. There's reasonable parking at or near most of the cache locations. And kind of cool. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the television show, now the name of the show is escaping me, that they film in Steveston.
It'll come up in the research department.
Soon. Like The Walking Dead?
No. It's the one where like they're reading out of a fantasy book and Disney characters keep coming to life.
Roger Rabbit.
No, it's like a parallel universe.
I don't know.
Anyways. Whatever that show is called, it's filmed there. So it's kind of neat because if you've ever watched that show, you can actually walk past, the old library, or what they called the library once upon a time. Thank you. Chat room. So Once Upon a Time is filmed there, or was filmed there. I think it's show's over now, but you can walk by places and you'll recognize them from the show, which is kind of neat. And a handful of the caches for the Geo Tour are in Steve's. Cool. So there you go. So that's the Richmond Geo Tour. Prize is a trackable tag. If you complete all the caches, there used to be coins, but they ran out of coins. So now it's trackable tags.
I got one of the last coins.
Nice.
Find out where it is.
Very cool. All right. Well, while you're looking it up, I'll talk about the final British Columbian, not Canadian, there's more in Canada, the final British Columbian Geo Tour, which is the Backroads Mapbook Geo Tour. So we haven't, us monkeys have not finished Gold Country yet. We're still working on it. We have finished the Richmond Geo Tour, and we have finished the Backroads Mapbook Geo Tour. We were the third folks to finish that one.
The third?
We were the third. That's an achievement I'm quite proud of. There's 24 caches scattered all over British Columbia. Basically everywhere from, what's the furthest one north? It would be, that's Grand Prairie, Tumbler Ridge. So it's everywhere from Tumbler Ridge, which is north of Prince George, down to by Trail, Nelson, not far from Victoria and the Duncan area. So, covers a lot of the covers a lot of the province. So you get to see a lot of our amazing province by doing that geo tour, and it's pretty cool. So that one. The caches are put in sets of three caches for every three caches for each of six regions in British Columbia. And if you find all three caches in one of those regions, you earn the coin for that region. So there's actually six different coins, then plus a seventh coin, sort of like the master coin. You've done it all. Congratulations. And very cool, beautiful coins featuring native artwork on them, and just really super cool. Really enjoyed that one. So that's the Backroads Mapbook Geo Tour. So yeah, that's what you earn. That's where they are. Pretty quality caches. They usually keep them stocked throughout the year with cool Backroads Mapbook swag, whistles. That's where I've gotten my Fox 40 whistle that I carry on my vest. Came from one of those caches. I traded fairly for it.
You had to throw that one in there, didn't you?
I had to make sure. Yeah. So that's our BC Geo Tours.
Nice. Well, kind of continuing a big circle around from Washington to BC to coming back, hooking back down into the United States. I'm going to come back in over in Helena, Montana. There's a great Geo Tour over there. Or is there two? I think we've had people on the podcast talking about that. It's one of the first ones I remember learning about on here, and I think we've even got some swag kicking right here somewhere.
There you go.
Land Monkeys have done all of that one.
Yes, mm-hmm. We completed the Helena Geo Tour. Great Geo Tour.
Yeah, that's one I really want to go over and do. There's some great terrain, pretty region over there in Helena.
Yep. When we did the tour, when they first started it out, for your coin, you would get an individually trackable clay, it's not a sculpture, it's a coin, geo coin made of clay and crafted by a local clay craftsman and kilned and painted with a trackable number, which is kind of cool. It's very unique. I hadn't seen the other geo tour do that. Now they've changed it. There's okay, so Chris in the Northwest, you want to speak so people can see?
I finally found the City of Richmond geo tour coin. So
yeah, which is a neat one. I love the graphics on that one.
And there you go. It was a well done, very well done geo tour. And I had two to get at the end there, but
GeoNavPros on that Richmond geo tour. GeoNavPros mentioned that themselves and myself put the multis together on that geo tour. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Thanks for the shout out, GeoNavPros.
Love a good multi.
There you go. But yeah, we were talking about Helena. Great geo tour. And so, yeah, originally it was a clay. And I guess they ran out of those. And then they went to actually making like steel geo coins like you find in most other geo tours. So that's what you get now. So I don't think you can get the clay things anymore. But that's what Mrs. Monkey and I have.
Great. Well, I want to get over to Montana. You know, we consider Montana part of the Northwest.
Absolutely. Well,
and we can expand. Likewise. As Chris said, it's gelatinous. Is that what he called it?
We're going with gelatinous today.
Northwest is kind of a region of necessity.
Amorphous.
So, what else might the Northwest include this?
Gentlemen?
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell you this. The Helena, Montana Geo Tour is over.
Really?
Yeah. Tick Magnet says that, and I'm looking on the GeoTour webpage, which is geocaching.com/play/geotours, and it is not listed.
Bummer.
But you know what? There's still some great geocaching over in Heather.
Oh, yeah. I bet all those caches are still out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've got some swag here from that, that if somebody completes that tour and contacts me, I might send it to them.
You know what? Wow. I've got a complete set right here.
Yeah.
Pen, flashlight. I don't know what this is. There's something else in here, and the water bottle. There's a long white thing. I'm sure it's really cool. If you complete it, let me know. I'll give this to you.
Wow.
There you go. Full service podcasting right here.
You don't get much better than that. But thank you, Tick Magnet, for letting us know that. I didn't know that. That's sad. That was a great GeoTour. But like I said, it does cost money to run a GeoTour. So you can't expect them to run forever. But speaking of our amorphous Northwest, I want to talk about one of my favorite GeoTours, which friend of the show, Rock Chalk, is doing right at this very moment.
What?
Which is the Utah GeoTour. If you want to find out about the Utah GeoTour, follow Rock Chalk, his Twitter or Instagram handles, and you will see some amazing photos from the Utah GeoTour. Or, you know, check some of my videos and such from the past, and you'll see those too. But
knowing Rock Chalk, he'll complete it like 9 times or something.
just because.
Yeah.
But no, they seem to really be enjoying it. We should get him on the show and talk to him about that GeoTour when he gets back. It'll be fun to hear what he has to say. But, I've talked to him a few times about it, and, I know he was looking to me for some advice about routing and such. So, that is just a fantastic GeoTour. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is the Utah GeoTour is a little different.
Yes.
And the fact that there are multiple levels of rewards.
There are. Yeah.
And I don't know many that, that have this.
Right. So, like the Backroads Mapbook GeoTour, they've broken into sections, but the sections they chose were the counties of Utah, which are 29, I believe, counties in Utah. And there are between 5 or 6 caches in each county. You need to find 3 of the caches in each county. If you do that, you complete that county and you get a patch, like a sew-on patch, but they're beautiful, nice patches. If you get 10 patches, so you've found 3 caches in 10 counties, you earn the coin. Now, if you're really going to go for it,
And why wouldn't you?
And you find at least 3 caches in all 29 counties, you can earn a jacket or a display case for your patches and coin.
Nice.
That's pretty amazing.
That really is. I haven't seen any other GeoTour with this level, with the individual levels. And I think it's great because it allows you to break it into smaller pieces because let's face it, folks, there's a lot of geocaches out there for this tour.
Mm-hmm. There are some. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
And I was going to say the bummer is even though you can get the patch, you can get the coin, you can get the jacket or case, unless you get all the geocaches designated in that geotour, you don't get the electronic souvenir.
So, yeah. So Chris and I ran into Hiking Seal, who is one of the official ambassadors for the Utah GeoTour at the Tri-Cities GeoCoin Challenge, which was awesome. It was great to talk with her. And we asked her that question. How many people have earned the digital souvenir? She said one. Ah. One person has earned the digital souvenir so far. And it's someone who lives in Utah, which doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because those caches, every single one of them, they're not just, oh, we'll just dump one in, you know, in this parking lot or something like that. Every single one of them is in a quality location and every single one is a quality cache. The lamest cache that you will find on that GeoTour is a 50 cal ammo can with the GeoTour logo on it chained in under a bridge in a beautiful park. Like that's the worst cache you're going to find. It just goes up from there. They've got clever gadget caches. They've got a night cache. They've got about, I don't know, probably not half, but it felt like half of the ammo cans are hand painted mm-hmm. with a scene that depicts the area that you're at.
Wow.
And Hiking Seal said the artist who's doing that is working on the others. So all the containers, eventually all the ammo cans in that series will be hand painted, unique works of art that you find as a geocache.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, Utah Geo Tour guys, if you want a big adventure, check it out. It is so worthwhile doing it. And I noticed Bounce Dance in the chat asked if I got my jacket yet. We earned our jackets, Mrs. Monkey and I. And we'd just been waiting patiently because apparently they wait till they have enough to make an order worthwhile and then ship them out. And we found out from Hiking Seal that our jackets were sent to us in February. We never got them.
Ooh. Oh, I missed that part of the conversation.
Well, that was later. Hiking Seal, when we were talking about it at the meet and greet, she said, oh, I'll look into it. And I thought, oh, okay, well, that's, I appreciate her doing that, but I wasn't expecting much. And then she got back just like days later, got back and said, good news and bad news. The jackets came in. You never got yours. Like it was shipped.
Does the UPS tracking information say arrived Canada?
I don't know. We'll find out.
At which point we know no more detail. Yeah. It got to the country and probably some other land monkey picked it up.
That could be.
Yeah. Anyways, so
a shame.
On the plus side, at least great people like Hiking Seal help you out. And Hiking Seal as well is the owner of one of the gadget caches that we struggled with because it was actually broken when we got there. And she was super responsive and was out. And that cache is nowhere near where she lives, but she was super responsive and got out there the next day and repaired the cache. I mean, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
The CEOs for that Geo Tour take their responsibility seriously.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. There have been other Geo Tours. I mean, the Visit Rainier series was a Geo Tour, four parts to it over 4 years. I had a cache in there. I had my Earth cache. I was very proud of that.
Well, you did.
And that recently finished. So, you know, Geo Tours do come and go. They're mm-hmm. a lot of fun. There was an official Geo Tour in Washington State for the state parks, 100 caches for 100 parks. For 100 years. So that was another one. But Geo Tours
had a Geo Tour for a while.
Spokane had a Geo Tour for a while. Geo Tours take money to keep going. Now, as we said at the start of the show, when you have an official geocaching.com Geo Tour, you get a lot of tools and you get advertising and you get support. But that costs money each and every year. So we're finding that some cities, towns that are running their own, what they used to be Geo Tours, are now running something like a GeoCoin Challenge,
mm-hmm.
where it's not an official Geo Tour that you have to pay the money for, but it's very much the same thing. They have a passport and a series of caches. We take the Tri-Cities, we can take Spokane. They do it year after year after year. Fun themed events. You can do them in a day typically.
Yep.
And you get a coin at the end of it, or a set of coins, or, you know, coin that goes together and makes something bigger and badder, like a transformer. Or wait. Huh?
There you go. Yeah, you guys have done the Tri-Cities, all the Tri-Cities. Challenge thing.
Well, not all of them. I don't have my this year's Tri-City coin down here. Let's see if I can do this without breaking them all. Here is last year's.
Nice.
With the wooden stand. Yeah,
with the wooden stand, you got a set of four geo coins, one for each of the Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing joke.
Yeah, we can go back and listen to, was it last week's episode we talked about?
The recap.
Yeah, recap of this year's thing.
We sure did.
Yeah, and if you go back just a little farther, well, you know, all of like what episode? maybe two. Episode 255, we talked about the GeoCoin Challenge in Spokane that's going on. The Spokane Trains and Railroads, or STAR. So, talked about GeoCoin Challenges, GeoTours. Spokane's got some great geocaching and some great geocachers over there.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so, GeoCoin Challenges aren't listed on the geocaching.com/play/geotours. I'll make sure that's in the show notes. That's how you find the geotours. Actually, you just go to geocaching.com, click play, click geotours, and it's going to show you a world map of all the current geotours. Click on it, zoom in to whatever place you want to go. North America, there's one out in the middle of the ocean. What is this? On
the Atlantis GeoTour?
Azores. It's on the Azore Islands.
Oh.
149 geocaches.
Holy cow.
I want to do that
on
one.
On the Azores. So that's, you could say it's off the coast of Spain. You could also say it's off the coast of the United States. It's like equidistant between those two. It's out in the middle of nowhere, folks. Yeah. So, you know, Royal Deeside GeoTour in Glasgow, Aberdeen, Scotland.
Yeah.
So all over the world, there are GeoTours.
And there's been a lot of GeoCoin challenges, and there continues to be in the Northwest for sure. We won't have a chance to go through all of them on this show, but definitely we'll get through some of them. In the chat, some reference to the Mount Vernon GeoCoin challenge that went on for a couple of years.
Yeah, those were fun.
I'm hearing rumors it's coming back next year.
Oh, that would be amazing. We really missed that. That was great.
And cool. As is the Auburn GeoCoin challenge coming back next year.
Right. Yeah.
And
I came for that last year, I think.
Auburn, it won't be the Auburn GeoTour or GeoCoin challenge. It's going to be a group of cities.
Right. Yeah. So, Auburn and neighboring municipalities.
Yes. There's something about a valley and I've forgotten the official name.
Okay.
So
there you go. Well, when we find out a little bit more, maybe we can get somebody from the organizing committee for that to come on the show and talk about it. You know, before we wrap up, I want to maybe just mention a couple other regions that are, you know, a part of our amorphous Northwest. Well, not even amorphous, definitely a part of the Northwest is the province of Alberta. And there are two geotours, official geotours up there. They're towards the northernish part, closer to the city of Edmonton than they are to the city of Calgary. There's the Explore Parkland County geotour and the Capital Region River Valley geotour. Both over there in lovely Alberta. So yeah, the Explore Parkland County kind of goes, spreads out to the west of Edmonton. There's quite a number of caches there. 29 for that geotour. And I'm not clear on what you earn from that one yet. So find out. Maybe anybody who knows in the chat can share. And the Capital Region River Valley geotour kind of crosses diagonally through Edmonton and has 28 caches involved with that one.
Now, being amorphous as we're working on today, if we go out a little farther to Across the Divide GeoTour, this one is in Colorado, 49 geocaches. You know, it looks quite spread out, like maybe you can't do it in a day because I see some earth caches and some virtuals that look like they may be near mountain peaks. So that may be a bit of a challenge to get done in a day, but I'm sure it is absolutely gorgeous. And then there's another one in Colorado because, you know, Colorado's Northwest-ish.
Sure.
This one is 72 geocaches. It is Colorado's South Park GeoTour.
That's enough to kill Kenny.
Exactly. Rich history, pristine natural resources, whether you're exploring the wonders of the backcountry or touring our historic communities, Colorado South Park GeoTour has something for everyone. Back to you, Johnny.
There you go. Well, and, you know, speaking of geocoin challenges, in the chat, Dormore did mention that Parks Canada has a number of geocoin challenges that are active in British Columbia and Alberta. And so if you, do a little bit of research to find out about those, but they are out there and they're pretty cool. Mrs. Monkey and I just recently completed one on the Gulf Islands National Reserve, or National Parks Reserve. So yeah, there's definitely lots of that. And, you know, maybe we'll do another show later in the year where we talk just more specifically about the geocoin challenges and how to find them and such, because that can be a bit of a challenge sometimes.
Could be. And they are a lot of fun to do.
Absolutely. Well, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time flies.
Wow. I was looking at more geocoin challenges, but you know what? You're right. Let's stop with that for tonight because there just are too many. and several right here in the Great Northwest, which are really worth doing.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks for all you great guys over in the live chat. Keep it going. We're gonna have more content coming in the after show, but wanted to let you know we do have some other shows coming up fast, and I'm just gonna
The Fast and the Furious.
Fast and Furious, exactly. So what? Here we go.
Next week, we're looking at AR caches with Nicole from Geocaching HQ.
Yep. And then the week after that, Kev MacD is joining the show to talk about creating challenge checkers on Project GC.
Nice.
There you go.
Exactly. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Land Monkey, where can people find you if they're looking for you online?
Where can they find? Oh, hey, you know what? Before we do that, we need to thank our supporters.
You're right. We do. Because they're more important than we are.
They're definitely more important than I am. Hey, so before we get to where you can find us, we're going to make sure we do our regular shout out and our thanks to our, first of all, our faithful Denali level supporters. That's Bounce Bounce, Team Squirrel, Limax, and World Caching. Thank you, all of you. And folks, if you want to know more about supporting the show, click that Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website, and your name can get read live on the air as well. And our list of supporters, so all the different folks who are supporting us, B Pendragon, Broncos Fan for Life, Sprouter, Camp Clan, Tick Magnet, Kev MacD, Subway Mark, Doramore, Dune Buddy, Kid Vegas 19, Geo Napros, Wino Seattle, Akerdoc, OBX Geek, Billy Robson, Nice, Anteist, Keats 94, Curiosity Girl, and new supporter Trexer Zero.
Nice.
Nice indeed.
We got to get supporters so with more syllables in their names just to challenge Line Monkey's lung capacity.
Well, you notice now I have to very intentionally take a deep breath before I start. I can't just kind of roll into it anymore.
It is getting longer, and we appreciate each and every one of them.
Yes, we Absolutely. Do.
And if one of you out there would like to contact, say, Land Monkey, now, where would they find you?
Well, now you can find me. You can find our blog, landmonkey.blogspot.ca, and stay tuned. There's a brand new post coming up later this week. All about how to stay properly hydrated on the trail. I just had to finish a bit of research for that, but it's all done. I'm just getting the graphics done on it now.
Isn't the easy way to cache in the rain?
Yeah, you'd think so, but no.
Oh, okay.
Of course, we always encourage people to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. We're at LandMonkeyGC. And on Facebook, Team LandMonkey, and our videos keep coming out on YouTube. Just look for LANMONKEY on YouTube. What's in, my friend?
Hey, that's me. Yeah, I lurk out there on the interwebs, most often on Twitter. So look at twitter.com/witsend. There's also a facebook.com/witsend. I'm doing a little bit to try to separate myself from some of the social media overwhelming digital things, but rest assured, if you shoot me a message at geocaching.com or Twitter or any of those things, I will see it eventually. Just maybe not immediately. I do appreciate all the comments, any contact I see there. How about Chris of the Northwest?
Well, you know, I'm most active on Facebook and Twitter. You can go to, just look for Caching NW. That's CACHINGNW.
That's right. There's no geo.
There's no geo. We're geo free here. Or head on over to cashingnw.com/host to read our bios and all the links to the social medias that we look upon.
Yes, indeed. And as we said, we thank you, all of you, for taking the time to listen to this episode of Caching in the Northwest. Anybody out there, you can be part of the show. Give us a call, 253-693-TFTC. Leave us a comment. Ask us a question. Take us along on your next geo tour run, anytime, day or night. And of course, you can email feedback@cachingnw.com. Did you know your support helps to keep quality shows coming? If you like the show, why don't you hop on over to the cachingnw.com website and click that Patreon link. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever your favorite podcasting app is. This show is produced by Chris Umfenauer and Jay Kennedy, hosted by Chris J. and me. The show is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0, licensed copyright 2018 by Chris Umfenauer. And now stay tuned. We'll keep chatting.
The After Show.
That distorted goodness.
Distorted goodness is right. So we've got some things to talk about in the after show because we've got our good people in the chat who understand how to use the FATAS hashtag.
You guys are amazing.
I know. We start with GMS times two. It says, isn't it ironic that everything is geo something, but yet we call caching looking for caches.
There you go.
I suddenly forgot the geocaching name. It'll come to me. Seebeck Tribe says that the referring to the Olympic Geo Tour is a very, very long day, but it's best to break it up in 2 to 3 days, and you can do it that way.
Good advice. Appreciate hearing that since I'm thinking I'm going to do it this fall.
Nice.
Yeah, fall would be a beautiful time. I've never been out to the peninsula there, and I need to go. I've lived here in the state long enough. There's no excuse.
You run out of excuses.
Doramore says, I'm going hunting for turtles in bear country tomorrow. Anything wrong with this picture?
Yeah, they closed bear country years ago and turned it into critter country. Hmm. Oh, wait, that's different.
Oh, Land Monkey, you read the next one.
Next one is from Keepers of the Cash Flow, said hashtag FATAS. I tweeted Land Monkey GC with what we came up with for a game plan for hidden creatures. Made a list of the 100 closest Earth caches. Nice. Love it.
I know Dora Moore said that's a lot of emails.
It is a lot of emails. But you know what? I have to give full thumbs up to anybody who's going to go off and finish a challenge based on 100 Earth caches.
Iham says, yes, the DNF Avengers promo is over, but we did avenge where stairs go to die on Tuesday evening. And Iham and I and Sprouter and Monkey Cakes looked for that one for, I don't know, we were probably there a good 45 minutes. We couldn't find it. And sure enough, somebody found it in the next couple of days. So I immediately went out there. And I spent another half hour or more.
Wow.
And, you know, it was just one of those things, you know it's here because it's just been found. And they said it was found in an odd spot. They put it back where they thought it should be. And then, you know, your eye just catches it. You're like, how did I miss that? So I'm glad that Iham was able to make the find as well. And I believe he had to look for a bit for it as well. I mean, it's just one of those, it's a very small container in a spot with too many hidey holes.
There you go. Speaking of Iham, he also fatassed. Are there any ideas for using about 200 water bottles, the bike style? We've passed off a few, but ended up with them misdelivered to us, and we were told to keep them.
Yeah, he passed off about a half dozen to Chris on Sunday at an event.
Yes, I have some of those water bottles. And
would you like one? How about one more? And here's another one. Take two more.
Okay, hold on. I have trouble carrying now.
Good for something, or what's?
Well, they're sports style water bottles with a valve on them.
Okay. Yeah. Like, and the ones that you used to have on a bike. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Very, very similar to this style.
Okay.
It's got a little more, waist to it.
Right.
You know, so they're good quality water bottles. They were accidentally shipped to him. He had ordered something else. And so he got 200 water bottles shipped to him, and they decided just keep them. It's cheaper for us to remake them than to pay for the postage to get them back.
So it was just like a total accidental shipment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. It was actually Monkey Cakes who made the find on that.
On the cashier.
Where Stairs Go to Die.
Nice. Congrats, Monkey Cakes.
See, Monkey Cakes is the one who actually does the cashing.
Yeah.
And IHAM takes the credit.
Maybe the Camp Clan needs to come up with a Geo Water Bottle Challenge.
Oh.
There you go.
You know, get a big container full and put all the water bottles in them, and only one of them has the log.
Oh. No.
No?
No. Just no.
Just no.
Let's see. Wits End and I did one just like that not too long ago. Last weekend?
Yeah. 5 gallon bucket with little plastic balls in it.
Right. There's one of that variety in
There you go.
See? Wits End goes out cashing.
one of
those plastic balls had a log sheet in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of these things are just like everything else in there.
I find it.
He found upon it very quickly.
There you go. 3M's and Rose had said in the chat he's planning to finish off the Hidden Creatures promotion in Victoria, British Columbia, while camping with the family. He's targeting virtual cache, where I go, letterboxes, a webcam, and earth caches.
That'll wow. Pretty good. I'm sorry. That was very good. I didn't mean to laugh. I was reading Dora Moore. People who were supposed to get the water bottles probably ended up with the Utah Geo Tour jackets.
I don't know what happened with that. Hopefully we'll get it sorted out. So I just really appreciated Hiking Seal being like super, super proactive to look into it for us. Mm-hmm.
And open and transparent.
Yeah.
You know, saying, hey, we shipped them out. There's some mistake. So. Yeah. Rather than saying, I don't know, I'll look into it some more and never getting back to you.
Absolutely. Seabeck Tribe had made a comment earlier about following up on the breaking up the Olympic Geo Tour into 2 to 3 days and said, plus you can enjoy the countryside better. And I think that's part of the plan, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to make that trip, you want to make it enjoyable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take your time. Enjoy the scenery.
Yeah. Make it a nice long weekend. You can get some other caches along the way. Fill out some of the DeLorean map pages.
There you go. Yeah. Or, you know, get counties. You're doing that.
Yeah. There's, some of those map pages are tough because, you know, there's some spots in Washington State that are not overly accessible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No kidding. Hey, you know what? We haven't done yet. We said we were going to do in the after show.
We were going to name a winner.
Mm. So we randomly drew a winner earlier today, didn't we?
We did. And the winner, I know it's probably not much of a surprise because we read her DNF Avengers story, is Curiosity Girl.
Nice.
So Curiosity Girl, yay! Email us with your mailing address. And we will get something sent out to you.
Awesome.
Drum roll. Perfect. Oh, it's too late. I got to get a drum roll sound effect. What have I been waiting for? I don't need one. That one's better.
That worked pretty good.
Drum roll again. See, and it's on demand. So it's all voice activated. Like Siri. Or, hey, Google.
Hey, Google, drum roll. I'm going to try that tonight. Oh. Hey, Google, drum roll. See what happens.
Okay. I didn't think of that.
So congrats to Curiosity Girl. That's awesome. appreciate, and we really appreciate everybody's hashtag DNF Avenger stories. We hope everybody got their digital souvenirs.
Still some more to send out, but yes, there are. Everybody will get them. And it was just fun. Get out there, get those DNFs off the map. And
yeah.
So.
Awesome. All right. Well, with that, what do you think? Wrap it up for tonight?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, folks, until next week, get out and get caching in the Northwest.